Welcome to Walk with Purpose with Vicki Free Jones, where we break the chains of the past and walk forward with purpose. Welcome to Walk with Purpose with Vicki Free Jones. Glad to have you here today. Today I want to tell you about a group that I have. It's a Facebook group called God's Girl Rising, and it is only for women. I'm sorry, guys, but it is for women, and it is for those who have been rejected and abused, and for those that are looking for a group where they can find like-minded individuals, women who have been through similar circumstances and are able to help each other, and there are resources there to help you heal. Right now we are doing a Bible study in Joyce Meyer on overcoming your emotional wounds. So first thing today I want to talk to you about is the five R's of renewing your mind from negative thoughts. Our biggest problem is our negative thoughts. That's all we do to relive our past, as we constantly think about it, and that is what causes our pain. That what causes us to not move forward. That's what causes us fear, and we're living in fearful times. But nothing is too big for God. So if you wake up in the morning thinking, "What is wrong with my life?" and this person wronged me, and I can't move forward because of the pain that they've caused? Or do you wake up excited for the blessings God is bestowing on you and is going to bestow upon you? Because we want to thank God ahead of time for the greatness and the goodness that He is going to do in our lives, because He promises that He is going to do that. So we want to think about our mind, and our mind is really the enemy's battleground. Our enemy is active in our mind. He uses our minds to bring in those negative thoughts, to make us feel unworthy, to make us feel not loved. He is constantly choosing to put things in our mind that will cause us to not serve Christ in the way that Christ wants us to serve Him. So if you are plagued by negative thoughts instead of plagued by what God is doing in your life and what healing He can do and thoughts of how you can help others, then you need to work on this. We need to work on it every day, no matter what. And the first step is going to Scripture, talking to God, and doing that every single day. Make it a habit. Make it a ritual. You're either going to do it in the morning, you're going to do it at night. Set a time and do it and follow up and do not waver from it. You do that. And you need to do several different things. One of the things that for me, those negative thoughts of rejection and abuse by my family and a 32-year marriage just overwhelmed me in the beginning, that I had to go for a walk. I had to put on music. I had to put on the Christian music. I had to listen to the uplifting songs that told me that I was going to be okay. The exercise was beneficial. It helped me with my endorphins. It helped me physically. It helped me mentally to be able to exercise. But then on top of that, listening to those Christian songs that were uplifting, that fear is a liar and that God will overcome and that I am an overcomer. All of those songs that I listened to helped me to overcome those thoughts. I didn't stay stuck in that thought pattern. That thought pattern would come. It would begin to feel like it was going to overwhelm me. I went out. I walked. I listened to the music. I came back as a different person and continued what I needed to do for that day and to be a productive person. We all have jobs we have to do, whether it's working from home, working somewhere else, but we all have jobs that we need to do, we need to complete, we need to support ourselves, we need to support our families. So there are things that we need to do that we can't do if we are so overwhelmed by negative thoughts, because it will freeze us. It freezes our soul, it freezes our mind, and it freezes our body, and we can't go there. So, and if we, when we do go there, we have to get out, and we have to get out really fast. So for me, being a Christian from the age of 7 and walking with Christ my whole life, I've been through a lot of different situations where my soul, I was wounded, I was rejected, something was done to me to hurt me, and I was at that point in so many different times of my life at a place where God just said, it doesn't matter. Your father can sell your car while you're at church because you didn't do exactly what he wanted you to do and take the right job because you want to go to church. It's okay. I own everything. God says, I own everything. If somebody's going to take something away from you, don't worry about it. I own it all. So what are you worried about? So at that young of an age, there were so many things that happened to me throughout my life with, you know, divorced parents and then parents who had their own needs that needed to be met, and being left alone and being in different cities and moving around, you just realize that the only person you can depend on is God. And at a young age, I learned that there is no one on this planet that I can depend on except Christ. Because I am going to be let down, and I have been let down by every other person in my life. So you have to depend completely on Christ. And we learn that as we grow as a Christian. We learn that God is in control. He owns everything. That he is in control of our finances, our family. We cannot control how they think. We can only control how we act and how we react to someone who is acting out in a negative way. And there's nothing we can do when there are people who don't even know us that dislike us because of what other people said. We can't change that. We can't control that. We can only control ourselves. And we put ourselves in situations where we say and do the wrong things, and we need to ask forgiveness and then move forward and do what God wants us to do. So one of the things that you may be, and someone else may be, and I have been there, is that I allowed Satan to talk into my mind in my 50s. I allowed him for so long to tell me those negative things, and that I was worthless and that nothing could be changed, that I wanted to commit suicide. So it came to the point where I had to get off all my prescription medications, go on all natural supplements, and change my life. No one could do it but me. God could help me do it, but he wanted me to get up. He wanted me to make that choice, and he gives us a choice whether to stay stuck or to change our lives. So today, one thing I want to talk to you about, and we only have like 2 minutes left here, but the one thing I do want to talk to you about are the different types of abuse that wound a woman's soul. And here I'm talking, and this can wound anybody's soul, but any kind of abuse, being bullied, being battered by a violent spouse or parent, an unfaithful husband or wife, long-term illness, divorce, stress of being a caregiver, I was a caregiver, rejection, being marginalized by a parent, spouse, friend, or employer, betrayal of a friend, being the subject of gossip or lies, rejection from grown children, prejudice, even prejudice of being a Christian, becoming the victim of a crime, inability to have children, the inability to meet the expectations of others, struggles with physical imperfection, a child who is ill or in pain, a loved one who is following a destructive path in life, and feeling like you are never enough, never smart enough, never pretty enough, never good enough, and never worthy enough. If you are feeling any of these things, you feel rejection and abuse. Now, I have felt every single one of these things except one I was allowed to have children, but having children does not guarantee that they will grow up and be respectful and be the children we taught them to be. We hope that as we teach them God's word, that they will grow and they will eventually become that person that God wants them to be. But all we can do is teach them what God wants us to do and be the example to them that God wants us to be. So as we talk about all of these rejections, abuse, the past, what I want to go through in future episodes are the 5 R's of renewing our mind of negative thoughts, because we need to get rid of the negative thoughts before we can move forward. So next episode, we are going to talk about 1, we need to recognize. And we're going to talk about that in our next episode. But until then, get into the Word of God, talk to Him, read Scripture, know that God loves you unconditionally and knows your value, and walk with purpose and take those steps towards filling your mind with positive thoughts when the negative thoughts come in. So I hope you have a wonderful week and walk with purpose.